Y94, currently commercial free for well over an hour and a half. Pick your purse, not too far off, about 13 minutes from now. We're going to be doing that, your next name, at 8:50 this morning. Also 9:50, 12:50, and 2:50, Celebrity Sizzler yet today. And a quick round of...
Listen up, listen up, listen up, world.
Time for your confessions.
Confession Wednesday. Maybe find yourself in a place where, you know, you recognize the fact. Here you are at the midpoint of the week and you're carrying something with you, some guilt, something you feel just weird about. Well, get it off your chest and release it. Be absolved when you step into the Playhouse Confessional at 237 hits, text 35270. You're usually good for some guilt.
Yeah, and speaking of getting it off your chest, yesterday my chest was out and I didn't even know. And I am so embarrassed and I don't know if the people who noticed were too embarrassed to tell me, or if they just didn't notice.
What are you talking about?
Yesterday, I don't think you saw this, but I've lost some weight still, and so some of my clothes are baggy, and I got rid of lots of my clothes. Yesterday, I wore that jumpsuit romper outfit. It was a tank top. At one point, after I had talked to two of our coworkers, one came in my office, and then one got me in the studio. I looked down, and the right side of my shirt had my, like, boob out. I had a bra on, but no one said anything. I also had a cardigan, so I'm hoping that kind of helped. And it's, like, a nude bra, so I don't think anyone noticed, at least. They just didn't say anything.
Well, I feel like you probably have a relationship with enough people around here that if they were noticing,
you think
they'd have said something, yeah.
How would you... I don't know how to say this, but your boob's out?
Yeah, well, I mean, but it wasn't, though, really.
Well, yeah, it was just like the bra.
Yeah, and it's summertime. People dress that way. I mean...
No one dresses that way.
Tomorrow, I'm just wearing pasties to work.
It's just that it was too loose in the top, and I don't know how things got moved around, and that, like, basically, the right side was just out.
Well, for what it's worth, I didn't notice.
I was going to say, it wasn't when I was talking to you or when you were here, but then throughout the day, and I think it's just like I was busy and I was delivering things and I was running all around and I came back to the studio and I was talking to people and then I looked down and I said, you gotta be kidding me.
And so then it was cardigan time. You Taylor Swifted it the rest of the day.
Well, I had the cardigan on, but it was kind of, I guess I did. I took it off at some point and then because I was hot, but then I made sure like I was wrapped completely tight around me.
I make it a point to be oblivious to most of my surroundings at all times. And so I don't know what's going on. I don't even know where I am right now.
But I was just like, then do I bring it up to people or no? Do I be like, why didn't you tell me? I'm just hoping that maybe they just didn't notice.
Honestly, it's probably that.
Okay, good.
Probably that. Your confessions, be absolved. 237 hits, text 35270. You got some sort of confession today, sir.
Hey. I got engaged to my lady, you know. And
congrats.
I gave her a ring. And I did the whole bit, you know. But her ring's actually not a real diamond. It's actually a cubic zirconia. I fully intended to buy her a beautiful ring eventually, but I was strapped for cash, and I wanted to get engaged really bad, so I just got her a fake one.
Yeah, you might want to eventually either... Well, do you think she'd ever know? She doesn't know yet. Do you think she'd ever know?
The only thing would be an issue is, yeah, if like you're like saying, yeah, it's real, and then she... I don't know if she... And she somehow finds out that it's not. Because then you're going to be like, did you know this was not real? And, like, you got scammed? Or are you lying to me?
Yeah, can you imagine? She's like, oh, my God, honey. I went ahead and I had this looked at. We got to go after that jewelry store.
Oh. And that's such an awkward situation you're in. I'll take care of it. Let me go after them.
Yeah, we definitely better go after those guys. You've seen some toxic confessions.
Yeah, somebody said, sometimes I'll play my son's video games when he's not at home. First, I was just kind of curious to see what he's doing on there, and then I ended up starting to like them. Someone else said, I hate dogs. Well, not hate, but I'm just terrified of them. I always have been since I was a child, and now I'm dating a guy with 3 dogs. I'm always coming up with excuses not to go to his place, not to stay at his place, and he's starting to get suspicious and thinks it's odd. I'm just too embarrassed to tell him it's the dogs. And someone else said, sometimes when my 3-year-old has talked nonstop for hours, I'll tell him mommy's ears are getting tired and we need to take a nap. And he'll get really quiet, kiss my ears, and tell us goodnight.
And confession.
I had a sweet tooth. I really wanted some chocolate cake. but I didn't want my daughter to see. So I told her I was going to go in the next room and fold some laundry. So I went to the next room, and I really went to the kitchen, and I stuffed my face full of chocolate cake. And who comes down the stairs but my three-year-old daughter with a horrified look on her face because there's chocolate all over my face. And so we sat there staring at each other for a few seconds. And basically, after all that, I took her out for ice cream because I didn't want her to tell all her mother.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's the right move because you don't want to be busted closet eating that cake.
Yeah, but then it's like, I feel like she's probably hurt, though, too. Like, you didn't share it with me. I wonder if the ice cream, she's like, fine, this makes up for it.
I think there was probably a little bit more of that than anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm so sorry you didn't get some of this cake. Yeah, here you go.
I feel bad not sharing.
Any other taxi confessions?
Yeah, someone else is saying, when I wake up, sometimes I'll still pretend to be asleep. So then when my husband, he'll get out of bed first. That way I can kind of just stretch and really enjoy the bed. And someone else said, confession, I tell my husband I need to use the truck to haul something, but really, I just want to drive it because it's cool.
So Harry Styles getting passed over for a job. Why and what that job is. And the Celebrity Sizzler in a couple of minutes. And in about 6 minutes, your next chance to pick your purse at 8:50 this morning. And buy hold.